Hello and welcome to a interview from with Eternal Affairs Media. I'm Andrew Schechter, moderator of the podcast Politically Incorrect, Thursday nights at 10 p.m. on Podbean. We have with us tonight a wonderful individual. We all know the terrible things that are happening down at our national borders, particularly in the South. Just some terrible, terrible things going on. And they're transparent to the administrations who don't want to do anything about it. And we start to see some people getting moved out of those states by some great governors and other great people who have recognized the problem. But we have with us today a fantastic person, my first time interview with a Butterfly from Veterans on Patrol. I'll let you introduce yourself, Butterfly, tell what you do, and then how we can get in touch with you as well if any one of our people want to help you out. Yeah, and it's all yours, Butterfly.
Right on. Thank you. So, yes, I'm Butterfly. I am with Veterans on Patrol down here at your Pima County, Arizona-Mexican border. Right now, I'm up at Alpha Camp. I've got a volunteer down at the border right now. Though our normal operations have been hugely disrupted, normally we're down there sitting in holes, keeping the cartel coyotes on their side. We sit in holes with our dogs. They don't like the dogs, so it ruins their supply run. We're picking up trash up and down the wall, keeping it clean. And then number one, we're there for the kids. This is a place where unaccompanied minors come through in the hundreds, sometimes one, sometimes two. I've had up to 38 from the ages of 4 to 14. These kids are all bought and paid for. We usually have a few minutes with them. We call Border Patrol to show up. We have to do that. In the meantime, we are giving them a Bible with a number in it, letting them know to call that number if they need help. We get their name, we get their age. They come through with the sponsor number wrote on a piece of paper. That's where they're heading. We get that information, and then we do what we do to follow up, find out where they're going, and then somewhere on this line, handle what needs to be handled, whether they need supplies, whether they get lost in the system, or whether they need to be brought to safety. This is child trafficking that's headed towards sex trafficking, work camps, organ harvesting, satanic ritual abuse and sacrifice, whatever they're bought and paid for. These kids come through usually raped, abused, and sometimes recycled. We see a few of them over and over. So this time, the situation's a little different. Last time I parked my tent at the end of December and stayed till April. It was a continuance of sometimes you have a quiet week and a half, and then sometimes all of a sudden kids are coming through in excess, especially around pedo parties like the Super Bowl and satanic holidays like Halloween, Valentine's Day. Whenever they have a high sacrifice rate, children are coming through. So this is cartel run, government funded. They use our tax dollars. Once the kids come, we usually hear them coming in the back of trucks and cages, or sometimes bigger vehicles, depending on the amount of the children. A cartel coyote then receives them and abuses them pretty much up to the border wall. This cartel coyote is either just going to kind of kick them through and point them in the right direction, or walk with them and act like a minor him or herself. We have women coyotes too. They'll come through with babies on their back for delivering. They're not the mothers. You know who the real mothers are when the families come in, because you can see the look of horror on her face and the tears when you start praying because of what she's been through and what she's seen her children go through. So this time coming down here, they have trespassing signs up on the wall. They will not allow you 60 feet from the wall, the border, all the way back 60 feet. That's not just the road, that's going into fish and wildlife. So I have not been able to park. Anytime I pull over for 1 second to pick trash up out of the street, they got cameras on the road. They send a Border Patrol agent to harass me continually. These Border Patrol agents are not stopping the cartel supply runs. They are not picking up the trash in the road like I'm doing. And once Border Patrol receives these kids, because what's going on is the cartels calling the Border Patrol themselves and letting them know the kids are coming through and to be ready. So they've cut me out. Now, if I'm not there to receive these kids, if me or one of our volunteers is not there, these kids become ghosts in the system. They're gone. Their one chance is somebody. Sasha, come here. Their one chance is for somebody to find out some information on them and to follow up, to give them a number to call to make sure their needs are met. As soon as they come through, we make sure they got food, their water, they're cared for, and then the exchange of information and the prayer. I have a YouTube and a Telegram. I document everything. As soon as these kids come through the holes in the wall, whatever I'm doing, I'm videotaping conversations with the Border Patrol. I have documented everything, that this is what is going on right now.
Why is nothing being done about that? I mean, why are we not hearing about it, other than from, you know, down there, people are actually down there. It's not just your group. There are other groups as well that I know that are working down there, and they all report the same thing. Why is it being squashed so bad? And what can we do about it?
Well, it's really hard to do anything about it at this point, but show up. And, you know, through the videos I've done on my YouTube and stuff, we've laid a template out. We have donations of Bibles. We have these things that we can give to the kids. We've got it, but we can't get to the children now. This government is protecting this child trafficking. The government and the cartel are hand in hand. Now, as far as people showing up, you know, though I've been doing this a year and a half, and I've even told Border Patrol that when they keep pulling me over. Now, these agents aren't always happy to have to harass me, but the administration wants these children trafficked. They don't want anybody in the way. So I've said to them, we've worked together. We've filled holes. I've sat with the kids for hours when you guys were busy. I've sat in a hole for hours with the dog and helped keep the cartel coyotes back on their side from delivering. We're working together. Why is there a problem here? And their answer to me is always, because there's a new law, no trespassing. Well, why? That all you need to know, there's a new law. You've been informed. If we see you parked here again or anywhere around here, we will arrest you. We will impound your car, and we will impound your dog. So we had, I had volunteers down there this weekend. Cubans came through. They had children in the group. We were not able to get near the children. We were not able to help any of this. This is a big run business. Why people aren't showing up and helping, why churches aren't here, is beyond me. I've had people say they're going to show up and not show up. But as of now, it's beyond frustrating. It's beyond frustrating. Veterans on Patrol also, we have, obviously, while I'm getting their numbers and getting the intel and everything, we've got different layers to follow up to the actual point of knocking on these doors and supplying these kids where they're at, or handling the situation accordingly per child. We've got a big, big child trafficking problem. It's brazenly done. It's easily done. And our tax dollars are protecting it. It's frustrating. I don't know. Before, at least I could get in there and exchange information. Before, me and the Border Patrol were working together. Now they are like our police officers, right? They can't do anything. They got to let the criminals go. They got to stand in the way of those doing good and let the criminals go, because this is the regime that we're living under. We need more people. We need more boots on the ground. We need more people down here that are willing to stand up and call bull and say, no, this is my country. I'm going to help these kids, because their blood's on our hands, right? They're coming into our country, and our tax dollars are being used to traffic them to their next location. So what do we do? Come down here or watch my YouTubes. Get some ideas, get some people together, get some of these militias that are doing mountaintop retreats. Bring your militia down here and do a desert ops. You know, find out where these drops are being done. Confiscate supplies. Tear down cartel strongholds. Americans are being treated like criminals, while illegals that are criminals are being taken care of, are being protected. These kids are being sent to cartel homes, and our government's giving them money as quote sponsors to traffic the children. Where's the money coming from? This is our tax dollars at work. We have a big major problem here, and something needs to be done.
So I'm assuming that this is the problem exists across all the southern border. Where do you, as veterans on patrol, is it just Arizona? Do you do other areas? Do you explain where people would go if they were to go to help you? Just it would be just Arizona, or do you have other areas as well that you cover?
We do have a lot of border, and there's a lot of different areas. Right now, Veterans on Patrol is just here in Arizona. I do have friends in other states that, depending on what people want to do, can get involved. Right now, with the what's going on at the border, I've been here over a month, and I've not been able to help one child, not one. And it's not that they're not coming through. So I'm in a frustrating place. I would say my phone number is 509-263-4612. My name's Butterfly, and if you text me, I could send you links to my YouTube, Telegram, whatever, and you can watch through these videos, see these kids coming through, see how we're handling it. Right now, what we're doing is I've got somebody at the wall keeping an eye on it, doing the best he can. Just like I said, it's I was down there for 2 weeks at Fish and Wildlife. They've got a hunting area and it's 14 days on and 30 days off. I am in a Honda Accord and we had major monsoons. Normally, I'd go back into forestry and get in the mountains and just camp out there the rest of the time I'm here, but I'm not able to get there. So I'm up at Alpha Camp. Alpha Camp is our supply camp. This is where we have everything that we need to keep the border running as far as what we're doing at the wall. We've got another camp, Echo Camp. We're going to do some moving around and do different ops. Part of the other ops we do is we work washes and collect intel. As you're going through a wash, you're going to find basic cartel highways. You can tell by what you find if there's full backpacks that they're going to be doing a run through there, that they're going to be trafficking through that area. And so we could be in wait for that. We are we're cleaning up, obviously, if they've already gone through and left a big mess. And of course, we confiscate supplies. We tear down water stations so that they got to come be flushed out to the main roads so that maybe hopefully our border patrol or somebody can do something there that they're not being hidden. The cartel is running these children. If they're not using our tax dollars and having them dropped right off on the highway, the road there at the border, then they're doing deeper undercover trafficking, and there our country is providing the water and the means along with the cartel to make sure people can get trafficked undetected, just like at the border wall where we had motion lights going up and down, and the cartel and border patrol took those lights down so that these kids could be trafficked at night, not seen. Hey, Sasha, enough. Calm down. Okay, sorry about that.
You're making it through just fine, even with the little puppy in the background. There's no problem. How many do you think? What's the volume of this trafficking just through, like, say, the Arizona border where you're at?
I have not been able to see the volume of the traffic since I've been here. Because I keep missing it. When I was down there before, I was down there for a few weeks until Fish and Wildlife said, "You got to go now, Butterfly, your time's up." And they were working the kids around me. Normally, hundreds of kids are going through, hundreds and hundreds a month. You'll go through it all depends on who's bought and paid for. You got two cartels running the children through. And just like I said, satanic sacrificial holidays. You're going to have a lot of kids coming out right before that, and they're going to be trafficked to that. It all depends on if, just like I said, they're bought and paid for. So there might be a quiet time of a week or two, where just a few are coming through here and there. A few through the day, a few through the night. Might get a 16-year-old girl all decked to the nines come through the hole in the wall. Might end up with a bunch of children. You get children pregnant with children, holding children. Coming through, we've had the cartel drop lots of kids off. when I was here this last winter, it'd get down to 20 degrees. And I know how cold it was. I was sleeping in my tent. I'd have three sleeping bags and three layers because it was so cold. They dropped these kids off at 2, 3 in the morning, and they're freezing to death. And we had some decent volunteers. We'd have a fire waiting for them. We'd take care of them until Border Patrol could show up. Sometimes it took a couple hours. Now I don't know what's going on. We had some ops running down here. One of our volunteers ran across a woman getting raped by 10 cartel coyotes, and called Border Patrol and was told by the Border Patrol that call us during business hours. He's like, "Are you kidding? I just stumbled upon this scene." They said, "Let's call us during hours." Then, so we're not. This is allowed. This is allowed by our government. This is the same government that's going in households of families that are fine. They're sober. They're Christian families, and taking children out of the house, and these parents can't get their kids. And when the ki parents act out and get mad, "Give me my freaking kids." "Oh, you have an anger problem. You'll never see your child again." I get these calls too. Child trafficking is abundant at our border, and it is abundant in our country. Nobody is safe. Nobody is safe. The government is funding it, running it. CPS is funding it, running it. They've got a lot of money in this. So, and people like me and are very few. So we're fighting an uphill battle. We need people that can help donate to help out. Border Patrol, I'm not Border Patrol, Veterans on Patrol, gas cards. Gets people down here moving around, helps us to go from state to state and knock on doors and check on these kids, make sure they have Bibles, make sure their needs are met, make sure to get them out of bad situations and into safe housing. We help out with any child, any child. If a child has been stolen by the government, if CPS is on the way, if a domestically violent parent is going after the other parent for the child, usually the violent parent is the one that ends up with the child now. So, we are working in every aspect we can to help these kids out. And it is heartbreaking. It is heartbreaking. I have had guys come down here to the border wall, big burly guys, and the next day I'm all just cry. You don't get it till you see it. All these children, they're by themselves. Sometimes there's other people there. Sometimes you just, and sometimes it's a mom and a couple of her kids, and then there's five unaccompanied with her. And they're all, most of them, are going straight to their death. And sometimes it happens so fast, you don't even get enough time with them. All you can do is be a minister and angel and love on them where they're at, because Border Patrol's already en route. Now, the way they've got it worked out is a tightly oiled machine. The cartel and Border Patrol are talking. So cartel sells to Border Patrol, "I'm sending kids through," especially if somebody like me is standing in the way, ready to meet these kids and just like I says, exchange information or do what I can. I don't ever try to take them off the traffic line right then and there. I would be charged with kidnapping. But down the road, we can find out what's going on. We've got people that are ready to train other people to make these phone calls. People who speak other languages are awesome. And then people in their own towns, in their own neighborhoods, that's willing to say, "You know what? If any of these kids are around here, I'll go knock on their door and check on them. I'll see what they need." We've got Spanish speakers that can be on the phone with them. Usually it's Spanish speaker kind of covers all the languages that are mostly coming through at our border wall, and the children that I've personally seen through, whether Nicaragua, Guatemala, Honduras. So, but anybody can help, whether it's in their own neighborhood or coming down to this border. Now, things have changed up at the border right now. It's a little frustrating down here. Can't get near the kids, but God has a way. So my major thing is this: know who your Lord and Savior is. God created you on purpose, who you are. Maybe you didn't have the best parents in the world, but God made sure you had the DNA that you do to be the best that you can be in Him. Once you know who your Lord and Savior is, you can see he's going to strategically place you. When God has had me at this border wall for a year and a half on and off, and there's times I've said, "Father, what are we doing?" And he says, "Daughter, stand firm." And I didn't always comprehend that, but as his daughter, as a saved woman of God, I am filled with Holy Spirit light, so I am a lighthouse. So I may not be able to see God shining through me in the darkness, because it is satanic down there. I have seen demon-possessed people. I've prayed over demon-possessed people. I have seen things that if you question your Bible, you won't. And the word of God is powerful. I've been able to face the cartel. I've been able to face these demons. I've been able to see what I see and know God's got my back. There's a power that comes in you when you're going where God says to go. When God says, put your feet on the ground, put your boots on the ground. It doesn't matter what Satan does. He doesn't win this anyway. What matters is you're exactly where you're supposed to be because God's doing something through you. Whether you comprehend it or not is not for you to know all the time. You know, it's not like God says, stand over here, daughter. We got six kids coming through whole three. But there's sometimes I forget something at a different site. I go to check somewhere else out and the timing's perfect and I run across children. There's sometimes when a child is highlighted and we're immediately having to work behind the scenes before they even get to the government institution or just soon after, because the government institution is also Border Patrol processes. These kids are then picked up by a bus, brought into a government institution. You can't see these kids in there. They disappear just as much as our J6ers have in D.C. These kids are over-vaccinated. These kids are raped in these places, abused in these places. The government is not our friend. The government is not our friend. They are working together. I sit, I watch it, I've documented it.
That's absolutely incredible. I mean, I have a hard time even hearing it and comprehending it because you don't see this or hear this anywhere other than in, you know, these circles where people are calling crazies. Everybody talks about it like yourself. They're calling you crazy. Like this isn't happening. There's people down at the, you know, right, like you, right down at the border that see it happening. I've seen it happening right in New York City. They're busting them into New York City and they're going right into these houses and being abused and whatnot. And like you said, it's in your own community too, because they, once they get into the country, they spread out a lot of them all over the area. Now what, let me, as we're coming to the kind of the end here, we're running out of steam here. Let me have you give your phone number, any kind of contact. You said you had a Telegram, any way that we can connect with you and that our listeners and viewers can connect with you would be really wonderful, and how we can help as well.
Okay. Our Telegram is Border Wars AZ, all caps. That is the basic Veterans on Patrol Border Wars. As I said, my phone number is 509-263-4612. If you hit me up, I can send you a link. I've got a border playlist on YouTube. YouTube's taken down a few of my videos. I still have a ton up. This is from the first time I was at the wall till my most recent update. And you're going to be able to watch and see it, everything documented. Anything you think I'm crazy about, you're going to watch these kids come through the holes in the wall. And you might sit there and say, oh, but they're dressed nicely. Those kids have earned those clothes. We watched the cartel. When the smoke goes up, we know those children just had everything burned. And now they're earning their new Nikes and their new clothes, and they come through all dressed up nice, but never well enough to stay warm in the night, and never enough to keep them cool enough during the day. But and sometimes you'll see smiles on their faces, but they're getting treated good. Somebody's taking care of them for a minute. Kids are resilient. They're good at hiding it. They've been through hell. Sometimes you'll see that they're miserable and hurt, scared and terrified. These kids have been through hell. It's all documented. Just like I said, sometimes now I'll do my phone and I'll hit record and I'll stick it in my top pocket because I'm not trying to be abrasive with my phone. I'm just trying to make sure that everybody's seeing that even me with my inability to speak any other language than English well, I'm able to reach out to these kids and make a difference in their life, even by myself. I have spent months down there by myself. We've had times where volunteers show up and times where there's no volunteers, to the point I'm on my knees. Where is everybody? These kids are coming through. Where is everybody? God's been able to work through me alone. So God, just like David and Goliath, right? If you have faith and trust in your Savior and let him put you where he needs to put you. I've heard all sorts of testimonies of people didn't understand what was going on, heard God talking to him, followed through, and ended up making a difference in a child's life. Every child matters. Every child matters. They sit there and say, well, there's so many, what are we going to do? Well, one of my favorite stories, the little boy walking on the beach and the tide had come in and dropped off a ton of starfish. And he's picking one up and throwing it in and picking one up and throw it in. And an old man comes up and says, what are you doing? He says, I'm saving these starfish. And the old man says, well, it's not going to matter. There's too many of them. And he picks up a starfish and throws it back in the ocean and says it mattered to that one. So let's, right? So let's
Right.
matter to a child. Let's listen to our Lord and Savior. Let's get on our feet and be his hands and feet, because one day you're going to face him and you might sit there and say, God, why did you allow child sex trafficking? And he's going to say to you, I gave you the tools. I gave you everything you needed. What did you do about it? Oh, I sent out angry memes. You know, what are you doing? Are you listening? He might send you somewhere. I don't know how the heck. I'm from Spokane, Washington. How the heck did I end up at this border wall? God sent me. God sent me. I listened and he sent me. It's extraordinary. It's almost sci-fi sometimes, but I have seen hundreds of kids saved and helped and loved on and taken care of that would have not have had that had I had not listened to my father and went where he sent me.
And that calling will come. Now, if we have people, again, should they just contact you if it's people want to come to help? And like you said, you had contacts maybe in other areas. But whoever is interested could contact you directly, or is there someone else they should contact?
They can contact me. They can contact Lewis. His number is 520-500-4506. My number again, 509-263-4612. And I will send you the links to my YouTube. I will send you the links to the Telegram, and you can share that on your page, and they can hit
Fantastic.
that up. And also info.vop@protonmail.com. That's info.vop for Veterans on Patrol at protonmail.com. Hit that up. That's also got our supply list. We always have needs, whether it's for our volunteers to do what we need to do with these kids or for the children themselves.
Fantastic. So, is there anything you, in conclusion, to button this whole thing up tonight? What can you tell the folks that are sitting on their chairs listening to this and debating whether or not they can help or how they can help? I guess the easiest way to help would be to send supplies and money or whatever they can do to help you out. But what would you say to those people to try to inspire them? That'd be our final a call out to the people out there that are watching and listening.
I would say you are living in a hard world. It's exhausting. It's frustrating. The air's heavy. The Netflix won't stop sucking you in. You're just trying to breathe. You're depressed. Darkness has invaded this planet. It's hard to move. I'd say, in the name of Jesus, stand strong. Get before your Lord and Savior. Get yourself together and stand up and move and fight. This world is trying to steal you. You're fighting, trying to work three jobs just to make ends meet. The way the inflation's going up is trapping us from barely surviving. You're called to bigger. God might call you to a bigger change. Your rent might have went up so high that you got nowhere to live. Put it in storage, grab your tent and come down here. Or just see what's needed or where it's needed. What's God telling you? What's been in your heart all along? Has there been something in your heart that you felt led to do? Safe housing, donating. Veterans on Patrol, we don't accept cash. You can help out the volunteers individually with that. We don't affiliate ourselves with the government at all. We don't do any of that tax stuff with them. The government obviously does not like us, and we're not appreciative of them either. So gas cards and gift cards is about as close to cash as we go. It's always nice to be able to hand our volunteer $25, $30, $50 gas cards so they can do the driving they need to do, especially up and down a border wall we can no longer park at, but we can drive up and down. So anything anything like that helps. And of course, the Bibles, the books. We've got we're gonna start checking. I might be moving off the line for a while because I'm not able to help anybody right now. I can't even get to near these kids. We've got hundreds of kids we need to follow up on. Depending on their situation, I might be needing to bring them certain supplies. We love to give these children Bibles with their names on the front of it that's in English and Spanish and let them know they got a God who loves them, because sometimes that's the best we can do, because God is working something out in their lives as well, whether we're ministering angels or we're able to step in. Anybody who's willing to stake out houses, get children to safety, drive people. Anything that you feel led to do, get a hold of me. Any questions you have, if you're trying to understand what Veterans on Patrol does, go through my videos. My border playlist starts from the first time, goes to now, and it's going to not just document, but also explain this is what Veterans on Patrol does. This is what's going on now. Things are in a changing mode right now, but these kids are being trafficked like crazy. We this whatever you're afraid of in your life, these kids are already going through. These kids are on a death march, and they are on a miserable death march. If you've listened at all to satanic abuse survivors or any of this, or any of these parents that their children have been taken and they've been able to see their kids on video maybe, and they're looking at their child abused and their child crying for help, and the parents can't go help them because the CPS isn't going to allow it because CPS has sold them to the nearest satanic higher bidder. It's horrific. It's hard. It's painful, but it's more for the kids, and any child you can help makes a difference. So get a hold of me. Get a hold of Lewis. Get on the info.vop@protonmail.com. You can find resources there, and we'll get you set up, whether it's in your neighborhood, down at the border, or somewhere else, wherever God's planting you. We've got resources to get you set up so we can help these children.
It's Butterfly with Veterans on Patrol. God bless you, and thank you so much for what you do. Thanks for coming on to our great program. We have a lot of viewers and a lot of listeners that are going to hear this message. Maybe we'll get some that will be inspired to come down by the word of God. Would you pray for me for a moment while we close our program? Just
Yes.
hanging for one moment. Heavenly Father, we pray, dear Jesus, we pray for the unseen, the unheard, for those who are being injured and damaged on our borders and across our nations and across our world, in the big cities as well, and in other nations as well, that you'll come down, show your purpose, give us a purpose, give us the strength to keep on pursuing these people, to keep on helping these children in particular who are being abused. God, Heavenly Father, in your heavenly glorious name, dear Jesus, we pray, Amen.
Amen. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're always welcome back, and you have a wonderful evening. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll close a little bit of a tune here, and we'll go off the air. But thanks so much, okay?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Keep up the good work. God bless you. Have a good night.